Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the hotline right now is a first-year Steeler. He also happens to play the same position as Antonio Brown from Oklahoma State. Their second-round pick, James Washington, is our guest. James caught his first NFL touchdown pass on Sunday. James, where's the touchdown ball? Who's got it?
I do. It's actually here in my house in the living room. Kind of up on a mantle right now.
Does it have anything on it? Is it just did anybody write a little note on there for you commemorating it? How's that work?
Wrote the number, the date, and first touchdown, obviously.
Yeah. If you could credit somebody or thank somebody for getting to a point in your career where you are now in the NFL and catching touchdown passes, who would you give the credit to? Who would you dedicate that touchdown to?
It would most definitely have to go to my parents. You know, without them, I wouldn't be here. You know, they've instilled a lot of success in me and just determination and just drive.
Steelers wideout James Washington joining us on the PM team right now. You get drafted. Second round pick. A thrill, I would imagine, for anybody. Something you've been working towards. Was there some small part of you that said, man, I hope there's not a lot of Pitt fans in the Steelers fan base? Given what happened the last couple of years.
Nah, that never once crossed my mind. You know, we're kind of on the same team now, so hopefully those people kind of forgave me and moved on, and you know, hopefully we can be friends.
James, we've talked a lot about one of your teammates, about Antonio Brown this week. Just a basic question here. What's Antonio Brown like?
He's most definitely a hard worker. I mean, he's a guy that you know, you can learn from without even talking to him. You just watch him in practice and learn from his routes and just kind of learn the way he learns.
Does he pull you aside, take you under his wing kind of thing, James, or is it a lead by example sort of thing?
I feel like he's more of a lead by example.
Okay.
Like he doesn't really talk much. I mean, he's, like I say, he's a guy that shows up and does what he needs to do and does it to the best of his ability.
Did you think coming out of college and joining a team like the Steelers that the drama and the media coverage and everything else would be as big as it is?
No, it never crossed my mind. You know, these like I say, these guys are like blue collar. They show up for work. They show up, and you know, that's kind of something I admire of this team. There's a bunch of hard workers and guys that just want to, you know, give it their all.
James, what was your impression of Mike Tomlin, if you paid any attention to kind of the NFL overall, before you were drafted by the Steelers and now that you're playing for Mike Tomlin?
You know, he's a business guy. You know, he likes doing business with guys who want to compete for him and guys who want to, you know, just come out each and every day and give 110%. You know, he looks for things like that in practice and, you know, when he does it, you know, he likes those guys.
Is he somebody, because like people always try to lump a coach into, is he a drill sergeant, a taskmaster, or is he, everyone says player's coach, which nobody even knows what that means necessarily. How do you categorize him like that? Is he more of the drill sergeant type, or is he more of the kind of a firm handshake type of guy?
Right. He's the firm handshake coach for me. I mean, like I say, he just wants guys who are going to show up and do their job. I mean, No ifs, ands, buts about it. I mean, we all have a job on this team, and as long as you're doing your job and doing it to the best of your ability in the way that the coaches tell you, he doesn't have a problem with you.
James, you guys get a lecture on Twitter or social media in the last couple of weeks?
No, we haven't, actually.
Okay.
I mean, all the coaches pretty much just told us, you know, just do the right thing and basically and just, you know, make the team proud.
Are you a Ben guy or a Mason Rudolph guy?
I'm a little of both. Okay. I mean, they have their own attributes that set them, you know, apart from each other. Right now, I'm just getting a bunch of reps with Ben, trying to get on the same page. Good. Me and Mason, you know, we've been together for 4 years, so it'd be kind of hard to break that chemistry between us.
You guys don't, like, go on dates together and stuff, do you? Like, you're not going to the movies and dinner and all that? Okay, good.
No dates.
Cool.
So here's a question, and I feel like this is going to ask you to really pick, you know, split the baby here. You played with Mason for all that time, first year with Ben. I feel bad asking it. Who throws a ball that you like catching better? Like, who throws a prettier football? Maybe not a better football, but a prettier football.
You know, that's kind of hard because they both throw good balls. I mean, that's just the question I can't.
That's the right answer, James.
Either one.
James, that's the right answer.
Yeah, that's
they're both good.
I was making you pick there. How often did guys at Oklahoma State walk up? Did Coach Gundy like when guys would walk up and occasionally hit him with, "I'm a man, I'm 40"? I mean, did guys still bring that up years and years later, that rant he did?
some guys kind of mess around, but I don't think anyone, you know, says it to him.
How about his mullet? You make fun of the mullet, James? He's got a mullet now.
Yeah, you know, we did talk about the mullet a little bit with him. But, you know, that's like his own style. That's going to be back when he played. So he's reliving those dreams, I'm guessing.
Whose mullet would you say is a better mullet, or worse, depending on how you want to look at it, James Conner's or Gundy's?
James Conner, he has more of a modern-day mullet. You know, he's got the designs in his hair. Because Gundy's just throwback, you know, classic.
Yeah, Connor's got a haircut like he lost a bet or something, is how I look at it. I don't know.
Wait, he called Gundy's a classic throwback mullet. Just the classic, when you look up mullet in the dictionary, you expect to see a picture of Mike Gundy.
Yeah, it's like a Yamir Yager mullet, James. You might want to learn that name now that you're in Pittsburgh. Yamir Yager. Look that one up. All right, man. Well, good luck in Tampa. Monday Night Football. That's
Thanks,
kind of a
James.
Big deal, isn't it? Monday Night Football. I don't know if it's as big as Bedlam, but it's a pretty big deal.
It's a big deal from what I've heard from the veterans.
Okay.
Appreciate it, man.
James, thank you.
Yeah, thank
All
you,
right.
guys.
See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.